And Robin, when people hear that interview, and really ever since the NSA admitted to gathering data about Americans from cell phone records and email and social media, they might wonder, is the NSA spying on me? And that is one thing that youth radio commentator Madeline Vera has been wondering. She, though, thinks that there's not a whole lot the NSA would find interesting when scanning her data.
Dear random NSA officer, it might have been my web search for notorious murderers that led you to my electronic abode, but I promise, I don't share their homicidal interests. I was just doing research. It's okay if you search through my stuff, though. I have nothing to hide from you. I know, I spend a little too much time looking at different nail art tutorials, but I have to make sure my nails are on point. And I probably shouldn't have watched every episode of Avatar: The Last Airbender in 1 week, but hey, at least I don't go searching through other people's stuff all day. Just to help you out, most of my text messages are just silly conversations with friends or questions about physics homework. You might find out about the latest gossip that fills my monotonous high school life, but that's pretty much it. My phone calls, on the other hand, are a different story. From what I know about the NSA, you don't actually listen to the conversations. You just look at the times the calls were made and how long they lasted. So you're probably wondering what my conversations at 3 a.m. are about. Sorry, you'll have to get a wiretap next time. I'm not afraid of you spying on me, and I don't think I'll ever be flagged because of my adolescent curiosity. But there was once a time when privacy was an important part of our American identity. And I think that many Americans probably wouldn't want your federal nose up in their business. So my question to the NSA is, why can't you just ask? If you did, I'd be more than happy to let you take a peek into my boring online life. Your friend and loyal citizen, Madeline Vera.
Madeline Vera is a high school junior in Atlanta. Her commentary came to us from Youth Radio. We'd love to hear your thoughts at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Charles River Apparel. Over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams, based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at charlesriverapparel.com. And Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.